Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. We have a Ranger playing in the back, but we are here with Imbi Alexander.
Hey!
We are here for the Earth Libraries Festival at Saturn in Birmingham. Guys, just introduce yourselves. Who are you?
Hey, this is Imbi Alexander.
This is Ram Marr.
So guys, tell us a little bit about the band. How did y'all come together?
Band's been going for a while. This is a special touring edition of the band with Ram, me and Ram. We got another tour coming up with a different crew, and we built a tour around this festival. So we got opportunity to do this festival, the book fair with Earth Libraries. And so coming from Arizona, it's a long way just to come out for one show. So we're trying to play shows on the way there, on the way back. And the other band couldn't go because we already committed to the other tour dates. But I didn't want to say no, so I know him from. It's a long. Can we tell the long,
tell
the long
it,
one?
So yes. Yeah, we're also our good friend Trevor,
who's
with us, is documenting the tour. He's a great filmmaker, director, and I met Trevor while I was incarcerated. Actually, he was doing a short stint for a minor offense, and
tell him about where you were, because that's really unique to, I think, anybody who's not from Phoenix.
We were in a place called Tent City, which is...
in Texas?
No, Phoenix. Okay. Which it's closed down now. Murderers sleep next to shoplifters kind of deal.
Fuck you, Joe Arpaio, if you're listening. That's the old sheriff. Yeah. Sheriff Joe.
And so Trevor and I met there, and he introduced me to MB, to Michael, and...
We hadn't, go ahead.
So that's not bullshit then?
No.
Okay, yeah, okay. I totally thought you were going to... clown us and
So this is the long story. So then we know each other off and on, but then most recently we rekindled hanging out because he's shooting a psychedelic western in Oracle,
acid western, maybe an anti-western
in Oracle
Arizona really
for
cool.
Yams, who's fucking awesome,
great
Yams
songwriter out of New York City.
So that it's a he's the writer director, he's the star of that film. I went down there to be a body, an extra, and kind of rekindled it, and then I wanted to do this tour, and I couldn't get the big band to go, so Ram's with me and making it weirder and whatever.
And fun.
Yeah, right on. So when you and I first met on the rooftop, you didn't introduce yourself as MB.
Well, that's because we're behind the scenes.
So let's talk about the MB Alexander. Where did that come from?
My initials are M period B period, and it's just phonetically spelling that.
Gotcha.
And so I... been using that because JD Salinger, he went by JD Salinger. I go MB Alexander. I've been using that forever, and just to do something
that's cool.
Different. Yeah. But yeah, Michael, MB, whatever. But to the people, the industry people, I try not to front. But to everybody else,
I'm sorry
front.
To give away the behind the scenes shit. I didn't know I was privy to something special.
That's all right. It's not that secret. I like the name Michael too.
So tell us a little bit more about the tour. How many more stops and where are y'all going to be?
I don't know the number, but we're going to be in
Mississippi tomorrow, Gulfport.
Gulfport. Then I think Nashville with Dendrons. That's another Earth Libraries band.
Dendrons.
Yeah.
So because Dane,
he's a Phoenix guy.
Dane kind of was Ram in another tour when we went to Mexico. Some other guys couldn't go, and Dane toured with us. And so Dane's an old Dane from Dendrons. He's an old Phoenix guy, but now he's in Nashville, and so he's gonna put us up. So I think we're gonna go Yeah, so Gulfport, then Nashville, then
New Orleans,
Baton Rouge, Houston, I think Austin, and then Globe is an Arizona weird little mining town on the way back.
That's actually where we started the tour. We played our first show in Globe. And,
Globe, Arizona.
Next to Miami, Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then we're going
to... never been to Arizona. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to Eden, Arizona to have a hot tub.
Yeah, we're going
to... session.
There's a hot spring out there.
Hot spring.
Playing
a hot tub.
No playing. Maybe we'll play, but it'll be like hippy dippy acoustic stuff. I mean, not a performance. We're hanging out. We're gonna end the tour with
a rest our bones.
Psychedelic trip in the desert. It's crazy. Can we talk about Eden?
The hot spring? Yeah. So Mick Jagger supposedly had a part of this. He supposedly owned part of it. An old hotel used to be there, and now it burned down. So now it's just this sort of private hot spring. It's got an Olympic-sized swimming pool hot spring.
It's hot on one side because that's where the water's flowing in, and then it cools off by the time you get to the far end of the Olympic pool.
Wow.
And so you get too hot at night, and then you'll just take a swim to the cool end and then come back, get hot again.
It's beautiful there, man, but sadly, it's not open to the public. It's like
that's why I didn't know if we could talk about it.
Private list thing.
You have to talk to Ram to get in.
The VIPs, then.
Ram is. He's always our ticket in. It's cool.
So, tell us a little bit about how Earth Libraries and MB Alexander came together in getting on the label.
Their other home base is Boise, and we were playing through there. We were playing with one of their other artists, Spiritual Warfare, Joel McCard. He's an ex-Phoenix guy that moved to Boise, and we were playing with him in Boise. So Earth Libraries was just like, I don't know, just because of the Boise connection. And so that's just how we met Bryant and Bree and all that. So just from playing, just touring through Boise, and Joel was on some recordings of ours singing backing vocals and stuff. So it was just like an icebreaker that they already knew people because he had released some tracks, and it just like made sense that it's like a family affair or whatever. So just like, hey, Joel's, you like Joel, and Joel sings with me. And so yeah, Spiritual Warfare, that's a good one.
What did the year of 2020 look like for y'all in the midst of the pandemic? What was life like?
First time not touring in my memory. I don't know, it was different. But I didn't want to get stagnant. I'm pretty like prone to being depressed and all that stuff if I don't keep moving. And so we ended up recording some music in Cincinnati, and it kind of scratched the itch of touring because we didn't fly. We got in the van. It was like tour with no shows. Got in the van, went to Cincinnati, recorded some of the record there. And I wanted to have a record because I figured all this stuff, the thing that must not be named, would end, and everybody's going to scramble and want to do a record because world's opening it up. And I said, I'm going to do a record because I want to be ahead of the curve, and like it's good for my own mental health. Like I have to make music. And so I did it, saying I'll have a record when everybody wants to make a record, mine will be done. So I gambled on myself, and I think it's panning out. So I'm like, the record's out, and that's good.
Is that what this tour is for?
Yeah. It kind of unfortunate with the delays throughout the world that we don't have our physical
vinyl
record.
Yeah.
The vinyl isn't here, but the digital record's out. So it kind of feels weird touring. I don't want to sound like I, you know, always pimping, but like
I'm always pimp.
But I'm saying I'm on the road without my record is weird. But so it's
like showing up at school without your britches on,
or without your homework.
Yeah, exactly.
No pencil.
So did you guys...
The dog ate our record, I'm sorry.
So did you take part in any of the virtual stuff during the pandemic?
Yeah, I fucking hate it, but I did it.
Yeah.
I did it. We maybe did 3 or 4 shows, the virtual thing, and we did some cool stuff at Rebel Lounge in Phoenix. They let us use the stage. You know, nobody's allowed
awesome,
in there.
Yeah.
Awesome club, Psycho Steve, awesome, Jeff Taylor, but I don't know. It was just very bizarre playing to no crowd. I mean, versus like when nobody comes to our show, kind of no crowd. The you're not allowed crowd.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Like, I don't know, I'd rather just make a music video or something, like a narrative, and tell a fictional story, like show up to a club, put the lights on, do the big sound, and play to nobody. I did it for a while, and I bought some gear thinking like, hey, we could really get into this and do something different, but it's not for me. I'll never...
I mean, that's totally understandable.
Yeah.
It's just different. I didn't think... It's nice to have that appreciation again to say, like, the crowd... Like, it was never a mystery that it's always about the crowd, but 1,000,000,000% it reinforced the idea. Yeah. Like, you can't play without a crowd.
But, like, you played virtually with people watching.
The camera crew. Oh, you're saying the people online.
Yeah, the people online.
Yeah, I think the big thing, and I've seen people do this well, is if you have some... interaction, like you're able to read their comments, but it's a little, I mean, like if somebody likes your song, they yell, or if they don't like it, they throw a beer at you, like what's a virtual, like that song was stupid, like I don't know, it's not
sure,
it doesn't feel, if they're typing insults, I don't know, I'd rather somebody spit on me than fuck you from the keyboard or whatever.
Is this your first time in Birmingham?
Yeah, first time we played New Orleans and Jacksonville last time through here, and we partied so hard in New Orleans, and we have a good rotating shift of who drives, and it was my night. It just roll the dice where it ends up.
Yeah.
Like, because it just goes in order, and the morning after New Orleans was not my turn to drive, so I just did the New Orleans thing, and I went to sleep in the van, and I woke up in Jacksonville, so I didn't see Mississippi or Alabama, but we drove through it, but we didn't have any shows there, so... I've been here supposedly once.
First time for me, and I love it.
Yeah.
So did y'all come in today?
No, we played Mom's Basement last night, which is super cool.
They
too,
did. There was a special little show, a free show over there last night.
Very cool.
Before the
so cool. I love that place. I'd love to play there.
You know, we were talking with Janet earlier just about like Brian's vision for Saturn. I mean, like this green room. I mean, could you?
Oh my gosh!
And it was because he went overseas and how well put up the musicians were there. And he's like, I want something like this here.
Yeah, I've never seen this, but we're not like a huge band, so maybe this is normal. But I have a feeling this isn't normal. This is like a little apartment. Yeah. Well, I mean, because the rain delay today, we ended up playing the show in the green room. So the idea that the green room's so nice and that the crowd could fit into
it's like
the green room.
It's like a luxury apartment.
Seriously, for those listening, it's if better, you've never seen it, we've got little cubbies that you can sleep in back there. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
This is nicer than my house.
Luckily, we pulled it off. I mean, we were sound checking and it started to pour on us. We rushed in here.
You lucked out.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. That it would have been nice on the patio, but I don't know. Whatever.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, guys, as far as social media, and when is the record coming out? How can people find your music?
Digitally.
Digitally.
Because
the record is being played on my radio show, Andy's Only.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm playing the UFO song tonight.
Okay.
I don't think so. Last week, and it'll be definitely next week.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. So, social medias, plugs?
Yeah, MB Alexander, EMBY Alexander. We're on all the stuff. Even have a TikTok. We're that with it.
Dang.
You're that young.
You young people.
we have young people running it. we're doing dances. We're like really coordinated, and we do dances. And that's not true. Don't show up if you want dancing.
Hey, what about this acid western? When is that going?
Yeah,
you know that's. Tentative. I'm thinking it's probably going to be out this year. I can't really say for sure. But,
Yerms, where's the movie?
And the name again?
Of the movie?
Yes.
La Bufadora.
La Bufadora.
Yeah.
Very nice.
The beer kind of showed up in my Bedora part. But yeah, you get it. Maybe you heard him say it.
All right.
Well, I'm working on a solo record coming out.
Oh,
so,
plug away.
Ram Mar Music. Instagram, social media.
Perfect.
So, what kind of music there?
Experimental, electronic a little bit, but also, you know, rock and roll, under the umbrella of rock and roll.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Cool. Well, guys, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll go ahead and shut her down.
That's it.
Bye.
Roll Tide.
News and notes. Thank you so much for listening to Porch Talk. If you haven't done so already, I would ask you would rate and review the show on whatever podcast app it is that you listen to on. tell your friends, and share it on your social media if you're bad. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're not on TikTok, unfortunately. We gotta hire some younger folk, but that's another story. Special thanks to the fine folk at Earth Libraries and Saturn for inviting us out and being so hospitable. Really appreciative of everything that they did for us over the weekend. Listen to Monk, listen to Indies Only at Alt 1017 out of Tuscaloosa. You can get the app, the Alt 1017 app. It's green and black. 9 to midnight on Alt 1017 on a Saturday night. You can tune in and hear songs from MB Alexander and many, many, many other indie artists. So we are approaching the 300th episode, and that is when the interviewer gets interviewed. On top of that, after we get through with these festival episodes, the focus for Porch Talk will be small business. So I will be speaking with local small business owners in ways that you can help them in this very hard time. That's all I have for you. Here is Fell Into the Sun, Parenthetical UFO by MB Alexander. Peace out.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.